Many of the most sensitive cases come to family court, from misbehaving teens to corporal punishment. Erie County Family Court Judge Lisa Block Rodwin remembers one case of a mother caught between her old world and her new one.
Who fell to her knees, started sobbing, and put her hands together in prayer and asked me not to take away her children because she assumed that she would never see them again. That's incredibly impactful as a judge.
Block Rodwin says she also has to deal with the attitude of deference to the standards and rules of the former country.
If it's a safety issue, I'm going to do what's going to keep the children safe. If a father breaks off a switch from a tree and beats his children because that's how he was raised in Southeast Asia, I may have to remove those children. I'm not going to give cultural deference to the fact that he was brought up that you could use a tree and beat your children until there's welts on them.
The judge says she has had cases of immigrants with more than one wife and more than one set of children. Block Rodwin says there are educational sessions for immigrants explaining the old rules of the old countries don't apply here.
They need a litigant, a respondent, for example, in a domestic violence petition. Maybe domestic violence or the use of violence to control the behavior of your spouse is accepted where you were born and raised. There, we have an obligation, both we the system, we the attorneys, we the judges, to let them know that their wives have a right not to be hurt or controlled through violence or the threat of violence.
The judge says this isn't easy or simple with the multitude of languages and situations where interpreters are passing the process back and forth among lawyers and participants and potentially lawyers for children.
It takes more time, there's no question. But it's so important. Everything we're trying to do is going to fail if there's no understanding of what our ultimate goal is, which is to create a safe environment and then pull out. And if we can't create a safe environment, to find permanent safe environment.
Block Rodwin says immigrant parents can have a lot of difficulty with children who want the rules of the new country and not the old. Miniskirts, dating, makeup, or bad behavior.
You can't beat your daughter if they do that. You could certainly have discipline, but you can't extend it to physical discipline that affects their safety. So that's the dividing line. No one is being told that their way of parenting is wrong. That's not at all what we're saying.
Block Rodwin is the mother of two, so she understands those tensions of parental rules and children testing those limits. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.